Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend John Harrison back on the show. John's a great member of our Brain Trust. In fact, we're going to celebrate a big anniversary with him today. He's a certified financial planner. He's an ordained minister. He's got letters on the front and the back of his name. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. Also a novel he wrote called Fighting Back. It's an outstanding novel. And he's our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, John, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act was passed in December. And my audience knows how I feel about it with regard to small business. I felt like it was an inequitable event that hurt small business. Didn't hurt them. It helped. It will help most of us, but we did not get an equitable share of what happened compared to what big businesses got. And I'm still mad about that. But I wanted you to share your thoughts on the bill with regard to how you are advising your clients as an investment strategy. What do you think?
I think, like anything government does, it's a mixed bag, both for individuals and for businesses, and for many small businesses, which operate as pass-through mechanisms rather than as C corporations, they have effects on both sides of that. In terms of being a mixed bag, I mean, there's some things that are clearly good about it. For individuals, it does lower everyone's rates. The bad side of that is that those rate decreases are temporary. They will expire by not later than 2025. It doubles the standard deduction. It's now, $12K for individuals, $24K for married filing jointly. It increases exemptions for the alternative minimum tax. It increases child credits. It gives credits for non-child dependents. And it lets people use the Section 529 college savings plans for private schools, which is a first. So
that
those are all good
things.
That was
a big first. But it took away some deductions too, didn't it?
It did. It eliminates the personal exemption. It caps the mortgage deduction at $750,000 instead of $1 million. People with existing mortgages are grandfathered, but if you're, buying new property, it's smaller. Home equity interest is no longer deductible if it's used for something other than home improvements. It eliminates casualty deductions, itemized miscellaneous.
So in other words, you can't mine the equity in your home, for, let's say, take out a $10,000 second mortgage on your home and get a home equity loan, and then take that money and go around the world. You can't write that off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's a question of it gives and takes. And for business, the way that I see it is it started out with the thing that you hear on the news most about is the decrease in the corporate tax rate from its top rate of 35% down to 21%.
21%, fixed and permanent.
That's fixed and permanent, and also it eliminates the corporate alternative minimum tax altogether,
right.
So that's no longer
an issue. Which was not eliminated for individuals.
Right. It's been expanded for individuals, so fewer people will get caught in it, but it's not been eliminated.
But how is this affecting the investment strategies?
It's not so much an investment issue as a personal planning issue. It would be an investment in a strategy involved for the, people choosing the kind of businesses they invest in based on how the tax plans will affect those businesses. Some lines of business, oil and gas or banks, have certain impacts that they have. So that affects investment strategies. But for the average person, and particularly the average small business owner, the effect is really in the area of their personal planning. When they first made this change to the corporate rate, the big beef and the National Federation of Independent Businesses came out against the tax plan because they made a very valid point. 95% of American businesses are not C corporations.
That's right.
They are sole proprietorships.
That's right.
They are partnerships. They are those
LLCs.
Sort of things, pass-throughs. So what they did, sort of tacked it on, but it's a big tack on, is that pass-through entities now get a 20% deduction off their business income.
Right.
So if someone's business generates $100,000 of income, now $80,000 of that is taxable. And by the way, that's I'm really oversimplifying that because the formula they use.
Some people don't even qualify. This is the bad part. But my point is, are people able to take these tax savings? Are they able to increase their investment strategy?
Yes, because you know they will increase their take home free cash both from the tax deduction that pass-through entities get and from the accelerated depreciation rules that came through with this as well, equipment, machinery, vehicles.
Right.
For some people, even retroactively, because this goes back to late September of 2017.
Thank you. John,
so they get more free cash.
Hold on to that thought, John. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's Black History Month, and John's going to...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.